Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Thank you so much, Pastor Eddie, for that introduction, and thanks for leading us through communion today. And once again, welcome, friends, to our service here at Watoto. Now, before I share God's word today, I just want to make one small announcement, and that is about our in-person gatherings. Hey, we've missed you, and we're going to start officially on the 17th of October. Please check the website for more details about how those services are going to happen in the various locations. Thanks for being patient. We do look forward to serving you. Unfortunately, we can't have children at this time. We are engaging with the authorities to see how we can serve our children even better during this season, because they've missed church for almost 2 years. Please do pray with us. Otherwise, let's dive into God's word right now. Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for the privilege of hearing your word. And I pray right now, bless your word in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Well, we are in the month of October, and it's an exciting month for us here at Watoto, because we get to give our annual missions miracle offering. Now, if you don't know what that is, every year as Watoto, we take one extravagant, sacrificial offering. We go over and above and give towards advancing God's kingdom. That's what it is about. And this year, it's going to be on the 31st of October, and we want you to be ready for it. As we've been reflecting on this year's Miracle Missions offering, we thought about, you know, the difficulty we're going through as the globe with this pandemic, and thought about last year, and in all of it, what came through for us is that our God has remained faithful. And so the theme for this year's annual missions miracle offering is faithful God. Because God has been so good to us. In fact, Psalm 145 and verse 13, which is going to be our key verse throughout this series of faithful God, says this, the second part: the Lord is trustworthy in all he promises and faithful in all he does. God is faithful. He is a faithful God. And when we talk about God's faithfulness, what do we mean? It simply means no matter what, God remains true, he remains loyal to his word and his promises and commitments. That's what the faithfulness of God means. You can reflect on the past 2 years and you can see God's hand of faithfulness in your life. It may have been through provision. It may have been through restoration. It could even be healing. It may have been through comfort in a time of loss. God has been faithful. If you have your Bibles, turn to Psalm 145. That's where I'm going to focus today. And I think if we think about the whole idea of God's faithfulness, David, King David in the Bible, experienced the faithfulness of God in amazing ways. David, if you think about it, just a simple biography, he was the least likely to be the king of Israel, forgotten by his dad and his brothers, but God remembered him. God caused the least to be the leader. David, he knew God's faithfulness. When the nation of Israel was facing a huge challenge with the Philistines and this big giant called Goliath, the army was so terrified, but King David wasn't yet king. He was anointed to be king. He was just a shepherd boy at that point. He came and he trusted the faithfulness of God to give victory to the nation. He knew God was faithful. In fact, he said, God who was faithful while I was looking after my father's sheep will be faithful to bring down the giant. He experienced the faithfulness of God. David, made a mess of his life. He committed adultery and he tried to cover it up and committed murder. But even then, he experienced God's faithfulness through forgiveness and mercy. David escaped death very many times. He wasn't a perfect father. In fact, his family was very dysfunctional. But even then, God remained faithful to David and promised him he would never fail to have a son on the throne. In fact, Jesus is called the Son of David. David experienced the faithfulness of God. And in Psalm 145, is a psalm where David highlights some things about the faithfulness of our God. We're talking about faithful God, and I'm setting up for the rest of the series. And some of the things that David talks about the faithfulness of God, I'm going to talk about four from this Psalm 145, is number one, David says, when we think about the faithfulness of God, this is what it does. God's faithfulness triggers praise in our hearts. Psalm 145, and I want to read from verse 1. He says, my heart explodes with praise to you when you reflect on God's faithfulness. Now and forever, my heart bows in worship to you, my King and my God. Every day, I will lift up my praise to your name with praises that will last through eternity. Lord, you are great and worthy of the highest praise. For there is no end to the discovery of the greatness that surrounds you. Generation after generation will declare more of your greatness and declare more of your glory. Your magnificent splendor and the miracles of your majesty are my constant meditation. Your awe-inspiring acts of power have everyone talking. I'm telling people everywhere about your excellent greatness. Our hearts bubble over as we celebrate the fame of your marvelous beauty, bringing bliss to our hearts. We shout with ecstatic joy over your breakthrough for us. God's faithfulness, my friends, triggers praise in our hearts. When we began the miracle missions offering, I remember our founders, Gary and Marilyn, God laid on their hearts to ask the people of Watoto Church to do something we'd never done before. That was in 2012. To give an offering, big, $1 million, and we would give it all towards missions. Give it away. Tell you, when Gary and Marilyn shared with us, as the pastors, we were like, are you out of your mind? But he said, pray about it. We prayed. And after that, we felt as pastors, yes, this is what you want us to do, God. We brought it to the congregation, and I recall how some people were excited, but I'm not sure if they knew what $1 million meant, and I think they didn't hear the dollar part of it, while others were like, I don't know if we're going to do this. But God stirred up the hearts of the people at Watoto, and in 2012, we gave our miracle offering, and we didn't give $1 million. God showed us he was faithful. We exceeded it, $1.1 million. Let me tell you, that experience brings praise because we saw God do something that we had never seen as Watoto. We saw his faithfulness and it causes us to burst in joy. And from that time on, we've been giving our miracle offering and we give it with joy. We dance because we reflect on the faithfulness of God. And we say, God, we love you. We are committed to your kingdom. So we come dancing. We come excited to give our miracle offering. I'd like you to see a video of some of the highlights in the past, how we've been giving our annual miracle missions offering. Wow, it is such an experience. I mean, people dance. Those who have never danced, dance, because we're excited about giving to God. You know, Jesus said, it's exciting to receive, by the way, but Jesus said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. That's why this month is such a highlight month for us. Let's continue in Psalm 145. Another thing that David says. David says that God's faithfulness actually is based on his nature, his character. Let's read verses 8 and 9. David says about God, "You are kind and tenderhearted to those who don't deserve it, and very patient with people who fail you. Your love is like a flooding river, overflowing its banks with kindness. God, everyone sees your goodness, for your tender love is blended into everything you do." Wow. God's faithfulness is based on his nature, his character. He is a faithful God. I mean, here David begins to talk about some of God's nature. He is kind. He's tender-hearted to those who don't deserve it. He's very patient with people who fail him. His love is overflowing. His goodness. I mean, all those are aspects of God's nature, and we all experience these aspects of his nature because of his faithfulness. Because here's the thing. God's faithfulness cannot be put in a box. It is experienced in multiple ways. For some of us, we experience his grace and mercy and forgiveness. Other people, they will experience God's faithfulness through his provision. Maybe it is protection. Maybe it is healing. It is restoration. All of that is God's nature, and we experience his faithfulness to who he is, because God's faithfulness is based on his nature. The cocktail of all these amazing attributes of who God is are experienced because of his faithfulness. Let's carry on, highlighting some things about God's faithfulness from this beautiful psalm. David continues in the next verses to show us that God's faithfulness is actually connected to his kingdom purpose. Verse 10, let's continue reading. "Everything you have made will praise you," David says, fulfilling its purpose, which is a kingdom purpose. "And all your godly ones will be found bowing before you. They will tell the world of the lavish splendor of your kingdom and preach about your limitless power. They will demonstrate for all to see your miracles of might and reveal the glorious majesty of your kingdom. You are the Lord who reigns over your never-ending kingdom through all the ages of time and eternity." God's faithfulness is connected to his kingdom purpose. Now, God will extend his faithfulness to every human being, to all creation, because he created everything. And if you do not know Jesus, you're not a believer, God will extend his faithfulness to you with one purpose, so that you'll get to know him. That's why he extends his faithfulness to us. But if you are a believer, I mean, and you are committed to God's kingdom purpose, God goes the extra mile to show his faithfulness to you. In fact, the Bible says God's eyes run to and fro, looking for someone whose heart is committed to God and to God's kingdom purpose, so God can show himself strong. God wants to demonstrate his faithfulness to you, my friend. Commit your life to God's purposes and watch him express his faithfulness. Commit your family to God and God's kingdom and watch God demonstrate his faithfulness. You're a businessman, businesswoman, commit your business to God's kingdom agenda and you will get to experience God's faithfulness in an amazing way. Commit your career, your job, everything in your life. The moment you decide it's going to be focused on God's kingdom, get ready. God is going to go over and above to demonstrate how faithful he is to you, so his kingdom purpose comes to pass. In fact, Jesus said in Matthew 6:33 that if we put God's kingdom first and his righteousness. He said, watch, everything will be added to you. You will experience God's faithfulness. My miracle missions offering is about a kingdom agenda. It's not about enriching anyone. It's about the kingdom of God. It's to advance God's kingdom. In fact, at this point, let me share some of the things that we've done over the years. Some of the things we've done globally is we've supported church plants through our miracle offering in Burundi, in Nairobi, in Japan, in Canada. We've given to Israel. We always do. We gave towards the 414 movement that is about reaching the four-year-olds to 14, the children. We've supported rebuilding of homes in Syria because it's a kingdom assignment. These women lost their husbands who were beheaded, some before them and their children. And through the Global Kingdom Partnerships Network, we say, let's rebuild some homes. In fact, just watch this highlight of that work we've done globally right now.
أنا حبيت الدنيا وحبيت كل أهل الكنيسة ونحن بنحبكم جد المسلمين بحبكم كتير وأنا بجي دائما الكنيسة أتردد صرت أتردد على الكنيسة لأني برتاح جد برتاح بالمعاملة وبرتاح بالأسلوب الراقي اللي عم تعيشون إياه الله يقويكم.
Pastor Gary and Marilyn and your whole team, we are so grateful. We really do love you. Toda, by the way, means thank you. And we thank you from the bottom of our heart. We're so grateful. We love you, appreciate you. We look forward to some of you coming to visit us soon in Jerusalem. God bless and shalom.
It's amazing how God can use a local church in Kampala, Uganda, one of the poorest countries on earth, to be engaged globally. Amazing. That's what miracle offering is about. It's missional. It's kingdom advance. Locally, we've been engaged in supporting our brothers in Church of Uganda with the Church House Project. We've given to Scripture Union as they reach schools. We've participated in the call to deal with COVID pandemic by providing personal protection equipment through Ministry of Health to the health workers. We've gone to community with food hampers through our small groups. Even we've helped a church building in Koboko that were having a building project and many others. And as Watoto, we've also engaged in missions. I mean, our very first was to plant Juba. That's through our miracle missions offering. And we've went to Mbarara recently, and our miracle offering also helped us purchase property in Mbarara. We've built four children's buildings because these buildings are missional centers to raise our godly transformational leaders. In Gulu, we participated in a community call to renovate Peche Stadium. Many things that we've done. Now, last year, it was a tough year, and we did MMO. People thought, what would happen? My friends, I want to thank you for your generosity because together we gave in 2020 2.1 billion shillings towards God's kingdom. That's about $570,000. Every year we have a goal of $1 million. And I want to thank you for being faithful even in a tough time. And this is the faithfulness of God. And some of the things we did, as usual, blessed Israel. We were part of a global initiative to reach youth. Global Youth Movement, 2 million youth were part of this whole thing, reaching them with the love of Jesus. Watoto participated, our worship team. There's a church here in Uganda, Community Life Church, in the western part of Kampala that was purchasing property and they were short by an amount, and we came through for them because we are kingdom-minded, and now they have a beautiful piece of land. In fact, they have started building. We have been online and on air because this is a great mission field and we've been strengthening that. And part of it that we gave last year is going to go to help us to build another mission center, which is actually a church building in Pueyo Gerere. It's through this MMO. Now, what we give in the MMO is not sufficient enough to do many of these things. So we steward our tithes and offerings so it can complement what we do. But the MMO goes a long way in missional initiatives. What kingdom focus do we have for 2021? Here are some of the things that God has laid on our hearts. We will continue to bless others locally and globally. We will continue to give to Israel. And we want to continue strengthening our media outreach. The media is a powerful tool for missions. So we want to create a media center that is going to be churning out the gospel, truth that will transform the lives of people. So we want to ramp that up. We want to venture some more in the sports area because sports attracts so many people. Sports is a great mission tool. So we are going to do that this coming year and develop something to help us in reaching out through sports. And finally, we want to reach another city with the love of Jesus. We want to do that. I won't tell you what that city is. We will let you know in due course. So those are some of the things in our hearts that with this miracle offering we're going to give on the 31st will be dedicated to. So God's faithfulness is connected to his kingdom purpose. But finally, David says to us, God's faithfulness is seen in what he does. Let's continue reading the rest of Psalm 145. It says, weak and feeble ones you will sustain. That's what God does. Those bent over with burdens of shame, you will lift up. You have captured our attention, and the eyes of all look to you. You give what they hunger for at just the right time. When you open your generous hand, it's full of blessings. That's what God does, satisfying the longings of every living thing. You are fair and you are righteous in everything you do, and your love is wrapped up into all your works. You draw near to those who call out to you, listening closely, especially when their hearts are true. Every godly one receives even more than what they ask for. Wow! For you hear what their hearts really long for, and you bring them your saving strength. God, you watch carefully over all your devoted lovers like a bodyguard, but you will destroy the ungodly. And verse 21, I will praise you, Lord. Let everyone, everywhere, join me in praising God. Hallelujah. Come on, wherever you are, join me and praise this faithful God who does things for us that we do not deserve. I think of that song by Travis Green and Tim Godfrey. When I think about what God does, you know, they wrote a song that says, you've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. It continues and it says, if I had 10,000 tongues, they still won't be enough. What shall I render to Jehovah, to God, for he has done so very much for me. God's faithfulness is seen in what he does. He's a faithful God. And we don't give our miracle offering because we want to arm twist God so he does things for us. No, we give because we love him. We love his kingdom work. We've seen his faithfulness and we go over and above. So when it comes to how we give the miracle offering, we do it with joy, with gratitude. We dance. We are excited because we are giving to a faithful God and his work. Final scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6 to 8 as we prepare. Remember this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. So as we give this year, please pray. Start to pray. God will place a figure in your heart. It may be bigger than what you thought. prepare, start setting it aside. But finally, on the 31st of October, let's all give to advance God's kingdom. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you so much for the opportunity to partner with you in advancing your kingdom. I thank you that even as we prepare ourselves to give, I pray you will provide whatever we need to give. I pray for your children as they begin to reflect and think about how they can participate. I know you'll speak to them. I know you'll provide through them. This year, God, help us to give bigger than we've ever imagined. Do it, Lord, for your glory and for your fame and for the advancement of your kingdom. Lord, I pray for people who are watching and listening today that do not know you as their Lord and Savior. I ask you right now, God, would you reach out to their hearts? And if that's you, just open up your heart and pray this simple prayer. Say, dear Jesus, I receive you in my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Make me a child of God. Amen. Wow. Welcome to the family of God. And I want to thank all of you for being part of church. Man, let's get excited. Let's be people of faith. Let's give over and above to advance God's kingdom cause. If you've given your heart to Jesus, write to us. connect@watotochurch.com. Would like to be in touch with you. Or text any of the numbers on your screens. Thank you so, so much. This month, we are going to give big sacrificially because we love him and we are committed to his kingdom purpose.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@watotochurch.com.